All right, good evening, everyone. It is 6 o'clock and we are going to start our meeting. My name is Courtney Gallagher. I am an associate and landscape architect with Morris and Ritchie Associates. We are the civil engineering and landscape architecture firm working with Marley Neck South LC to develop the subject property. I'm joined this evening by Liz Williams with Elm Street Development and Marley Neck South LC, who is developing the subject property. Tonight we are here specifically to discuss the Tanyard Shores Section 7 project, which was formerly known as Marley Neck South property. This evening's meeting is being recorded in accordance with Anne Arundel County requirements, and this recording will be included on the community meeting website. I will go through a brief presentation, then give the developers an opportunity to speak before I open it up to a question and answer session. This meeting is required per Anne Arundel County Code Section 17-2-107, which specifically states that a community meeting must be held within the 45-day period following the initial submittal of a final plan or a site development plan. A final plan for the Tanyard Shores Section 7 project was submitted on January 16, 2026. And I apologize, I might have just said final plan. Oh, it is a final plan. I was thinking site development. It's a final plan, officially. The purpose of tonight's meeting is to present information regarding changes to the development proposal that was discussed at the pre-submittal community meeting in December of 2024, and to give the community an opportunity to ask questions and provide comments. So with that, I'll begin first with an overview of the existing conditions. The Tanyard Shores Section 7 project, which is outlined here in the thick black line, is located along Marley Neck Boulevard, here on the left side of the page, approximately 1,200 feet south of the intersection of Marley Neck Boulevard and Tanyard Springs Lane. This property is parcel 28 and it is shown on tax map 10. 0.89 acres. The Tanyard Shores Section 7 development is a privately proposed project that, as I stated, is being developed by Marley Neck South LC. The property is privately owned by CSX Realty Development LLC. The entirety of the property is zoned R10, which is a residential zone. Approximately 9.63 acres of the site is located within the critical area, Chesapeake Bay critical area. This line here denotes the edge of the critical area. This portion of the site is within the critical area. This portion of the site is outside of that critical area. In the critical area, approximately 5 acres is within the limited development area, which is here, and 4.63 acres is located in the resource conservation area. The property is currently undeveloped and predominantly wooded. There is a perennial stream channel here along the northern portion of the site that has a 100-foot stream buffer associated with it. There is also an off-site intermittent stream here that has a 100-foot stream buffer that projects onto the site. There is a 100-year floodplain here at the north and wetlands associated with that stream to the north. There's an isolated wetland here on the west side of the site, adjacent to Marley Neck Boulevard. The wetlands on site have 25-foot wetland buffers associated with them. There are areas of steep slopes of 15% or greater within the critical area, as well as steep slopes of 25% or greater. The 15 are within the critical area, and the 25% slopes are outside of the critical area, all within a portion of the site. Those steep slopes also have steep slope buffers. There is both a critical area buffer and a expanded critical area buffer, again, associated with these environmentally sensitive areas along the north portion of the site. That buffer is dashed here. As I mentioned, the site is predominantly wooded, and there are 5 specimen trees on the property. There are no highly erodible soils on the property, and there is record of a historic site in the vicinity of the property, but at this time, no historic resources have been identified on the property itself. The property is located within the Marley Neck Green Infrastructure Network, and no rare, threatened, or endangered species have been identified on the property. There are no bogs on or in the vicinity of the property, and all of these physical features have been verified in the field. So that concludes the existing conditions. Now we'll move on to the proposed conditions. Fortunately, the development proposal that I will review this evening is substantially identical to what was presented at the pre-submittal community meeting that was held in December 2024. This proposal has 85 townhouse units. The townhomes will be on individual fee simple lots. The homes will be a mix of 22-foot wide and 24-foot wide front-loaded units. The roads within the development will be private and will be a minimum of 24-foot wide, with 2 here being 28-foot wide. The roads will be located in common use access easements that range in width from 34 to 44-foot wide. Access into the development will be provided from a single access point here on Marley Neck Boulevard. That road will essentially loop through the development. The roads on site have been designed to accommodate resident, visitor, delivery, and emergency vehicle traffic, as well as pedestrian traffic. Sidewalks are proposed throughout to provide connectivity between the homes and from each home to the shared amenity spaces, as well as to Marley Neck Boulevard. Townhomes require 2.5 parking spaces each for a total requirement of 213 parking spaces for the 85 units. Each townhome will have a 2-car garage and a full depth 2-car driveway and will therefore exceed the 2.5 parking space requirement. In addition, 12 on-street surface parking spaces are provided. Therefore, a total of at least 225 parking spaces are proposed between the garages, driveways, and on-street parking. The open space requirement for this project is 5.67 acres, which is 30% of the total site. 13.73 acres, or 73% of the site, is proposed within open space areas. The active recreation requirement for this project is 0.975 acres, based on a requirement of 500 square feet per townhouse unit. A total of 0.477 acres of active recreation is proposed that will be improved with features such as a dog park and playground. In addition, the Tanyard Shores Section 7 will be a continuation of the Tanyard Shores development and will share amenities, including additional playgrounds, a pool, clubhouse, water access, a bike track, and sport courts. Modification number 17775 was approved by the Office of Planning and Zoning on April 9, 2025, to allow reduced active recreation land area based on this amenity program. In addition, this project will extend the Marley Neck Trail across its frontage with Marley Neck Boulevard. Development has been focused in the southern portion of the site here to avoid impacts to the environmentally sensitive areas here along the north. Only minimal development, as you can see, is proposed within the critical area in accordance with critical area restrictions. In order to allow for the proposed development, portions of existing woodland on site are proposed to be cleared. In addition, 2 of the specimen trees are proposed to be removed. They are specimen tree 3 and specimen tree 4. Specimen tree 3 is a 32.4-inch southern red oak in good condition And specimen tree 4 is a 34.1-inch chestnut oak in poor condition with extensive dieback in its crown. Remaining three specimen trees are proposed to be retained. The proposed mitigation for clearing of these two specimen trees is 0.33 acres of on-site reforestation. Modification number 17773 was submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning on February 18, 2025 to allow for forest clearing and removal of these two specimen trees. This modification is currently pending approval. None of the other environmentally sensitive features on site, streams, wetlands, or floodplain, or steep slopes, are proposed to be impacted by this development. The project will be served by public water and sewer, which will be extended from existing mains within Marley Neck Boulevard. The proposed limit of disturbance for this project is approximately 8.43 acres. Stormwater management will be provided in accordance with Anne Arundel County's stormwater management design criteria, which includes environmental site design to the maximum extent practicable. This will include a combination of microbioretention and bioretention facilities that are located throughout the development. These practices are small depressions, very similar in nature to rain gardens, that capture runoff from drainage areas around 0.5 acre to 1 acre, and they're designed so that they will hold water for no longer than 48 hours. The intent is for stormwater or rainwater to flow overland when possible into these facilities, and then water will filter through soil media and have a chance to infiltrate into the ground. Any water that does not infiltrate will be collected into the storm drain system and then piped to one of two outfalls. Approximately half of the development area will outfall here into a silting basin adjacent to this, the steep slope buffer and floodplain, ultimately to the floodplain. And the other half of the development area will discharge here to a riprap pad on the east side of the site. The redeveloped 10-year discharge at the site outfalls has been reduced through the use of these microbioretention and bioretention facilities. Therefore, peak management is not required. School-aged children in the development will attend Northeast High School, Northeast Middle School, and Solly Elementary School. All three schools are currently open for enrollment. No additional modification requests other than those previously approved or pending approval are anticipated for this project. So that concludes my description of the development proposal. I'll go through just a couple of steps regarding the community meeting, and then I'll turn it over for developers to have a chance to speak. So as I said at the beginning, this meeting is being recorded so that it can be included on the Anne Arundel County Community Meeting website tomorrow. It will be submitted and uploaded tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, a 14-day comment period will begin where people can review the recording and send in questions or comments. Comments can be sent to communitymeetingcomments@aacounty.org. Any emails should reference Tanyard Shores, Section 7. Once that 14-day comment period closes, the development team will prepare and send out a meeting minute package. That package will include minutes of tonight's meeting, as well as any comments that were received through the meeting community meeting website and responses to those comments. Once that meeting minute package is sent out, the community meeting process will conclude. So that ends my portion of the presentation. We also now are joined by Jim Kraft with Elm Street. Would either Jim or Liz like to say anything before I open it up?
I mean, I think you pretty well covered it. The only thing to note is that that final plan, where this is the second step in a three-step process to get through subdivision. So when activity may commence out here is probably within the next 12 months. Final plan will submit for grading plans and subdivision plots, but we're hopefully pretty close to the end by the end of this year.
Thanks, Jim. So with that, I will.
So I have a couple questions. One, so you guys are saying that you guys are looking at breaking ground for this project within the next 12 months.
Yeah, I mean, right now we'd love to say by the end of 2026, but
okay.
I think in general, from this stage to completion, it takes 8 to 12 months.
Okay, and then let's say you started a year, one is full completion date of this project.
Yeah, so
projected.
Yeah, well,
or
so that's
wasn't pending, and
yeah, it's a bit difficult to predict because a lot of it's based on the pace of the home sales. So the site won't actually be done until the last house is sold. So we'll deliver, you know, pave the roads and get the lots and everything ready for a builder to come in and start their sales program. And that would be within that, you know, 8 to 12 month period that I mentioned. But then the builder would likely open a model home and
right.
sell one at home at a time. So, you know, if they sell one a month, they'd be in there for 3 years. If they sold two a month, they'd be in there for 2 years.
Okay.
So it all sort of ties to what the pace of the market is and
okay.
you know, how brisk the sales pace is.
Was this section part of the original plan for Tanger Shores?
The original plan?
Yes. So when Tanger Shores was thought of and the initial Tanger Shores on the opposite side of Monongat was decided, was this section part of that idea that you guys would be on this side?
No.
Or is this something new that has come up since the initial thought of Tanger Shores?
It's newer than the initial thought of Tanger
okay.
Shores because, you know, all of the land that's Tanger Shores and this property all generated from the same underlying landowner, that's CSF. So
they own
so
pretty
as,
much everything in the area.
So as land became available, you know, Tanger Shores continued to
grow.
So this is probably one of the final stages of Tanger Shores.
Okay. So my other concern is, well, I guess before we go there, is this a 55 and over community?
It is not.
I'm pretty sure there was something that was stated that it's a 55 and over community. This section was. I would have to go back and look, and maybe I'm wrong, but I am almost convinced it was discussed as a 55 and over community.
Okay. Well, we there is a portion of Tanger Shores that is, in fact, 55 plus. So
okay.
That's accurate. This particular phase is not. We went
okay.
through the preliminary plan and the first, what we call sketch plan, which is the first half of the approval process, as market rate, and we were approved as market rate. So right now we're moving ahead as a market rate, not 55 plus.
Where is that 55 plus? Is that on the other side of Tanger Springs, right? Or
it's on the other side. It's on the other side of Marley Neck Boulevard.
Right.
And there's multiple phases of Tanger Shores.
Right.
And there's a few phases within the overall planned unit development that are 55 plus. So without.
Okay.
We don't have that site plan. We didn't come
yeah,
prepared
no,
to talk
no,
about
that.
That.
No,
but
fine.
It's within the overall Tanger Shores PUD, which is on the other side of Marley Neck Boulevard.
Okay. My major concern here is traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Marley Neck, let's be honest, Marley Neck Boulevard, as it's even designed today, I know there's been modifications, was never designed to handle the amount of traffic that it is handling right now.
Right.
I live in Tanger Springs.
Okay.
So I'm very familiar with
sure.
this process.
Yeah.
This young lady knows me very well from other community meetings.
Okay.
What traffic mitigations are you guys looking at putting in on Marley Neck Boulevard? If any, is a traffic study looking to get done?
Yes. Yeah, so
is a light going to be put at that intersection there?
Yeah, I'm happy to answer all that. So we can't get to preliminary plan review and approval without conducting a traffic impact study. So we are at final plan approval, so you've been to a bunch of these. It sounds like all that preliminary traffic impact, water and sewer safety, schools, all those adequate public facilities tests were already tested at the
okay.
initial stage. And in that, we completed the traffic impact study, which looked at all the improvements in the area, what's planned by other developments, what's planned by the county, and our proportionate share of impact to that road. So there's not enough homes there to warrant a signal
okay.
based on the analysis that we completed. And we will be modifying the median and the road frontage at our access point to allow for safe passage of vehicles there. Now, but we will not be building a traffic signal.
Okay, and that was just, you know, when I first moved into Tanger Springs, there wasn't a lane at Tanger Springs Lane. That came after because I don't think that was part of anything. So that was because of multiple car accidents in the area, right?
Sure.
What is the distance between this side of the project and Heritage Crossing? Because I know there's a stormwater management pond, I think, right here.
That's
And we're not disturbing any more of the forest area.
No.
So there'll be a nice buffer between...
Absolutely. Yeah. So you're spot on. Right where Courtney's standing, that's a very large stormwater facility. And then we purposefully made sure that we had a deep retained forest buffer on our side of the property. So we didn't just assume we're going to leave everything alone on your side, which, of course, legally we have to. but we retained a good wide forest buffer on our own property to create like a privacy screen from the adjacent property owner and ourselves. So that's at least 35, 40 feet wide.
Yeah, it's
on the shore side.
So in addition to what you've got, it would be.
I'm just curious, because I have no idea. Do we know how, from the edge of the property for shores to Heritage Crossing, what that distance is?
This
ballpark?
This is about 150 feet.
Okay.
So I'd give you 250
okay.
feet from here to here.
Right.
And
okay.
then plus another 50 to the edge of the retained forest, so 300 feet to this
okay.
sort of smaller.
And I guess my last comment is, you can never have enough parking. The county, whoever, can say you have enough parking. According to them, Tanger Springs has enough parking. We don't, according to the police.
So
we've had that fight with the police and fire.
When was Tanger Springs done? Was that like 2011?
Yeah, that one was fully completed. It was after I moved in. I moved in 14.
Okay.
It was probably completed 2018. I would have to go back and look.
But it started a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think the parking regulations have probably changed a little bit since when we first started building Tanger Springs. So it may have been sort of grandfathered in under some older parking regulations. But the current parking regulations, according to Winover, is 2.5 spaces per unit, right?
That's what they were for us.
So what she described is that we're not providing the bare minimum. We try to provide over, and it's not like one extra space. So
some of the self-contained springs is one garage. I have a one car garage. So I have 2.5 spaces. Where they give me a half space, I don't know.
I see. You're saying so you have front load down, so you've got a garage space and driving space.
Yes.
Got it.
And then we have on-street parking, which I'm glad that you guys have here. I do know over in Tanger Springs that in some areas the road was designated to be X and it was Y. Whether or not Y was smaller or bigger, but if we could keep, I live in Tanger Springs, but for the sake of these folks who are moving in, If the road is supposed to be X wide, we need to make sure it's X.
And
I don't know any way that you guys can handle but maybe the county enforcement inspections, when they go through that, can do that, right? Because I think it's only fair if you guys, if this is the final sketch that is approved, and you guys are saying the road is, I'm just going to pull out a number, 45 feet wide. That road needs to be 45 feet wide, not 40, not 44 and a half, but 45, right?
Yeah, we're held to very strict standards. So
okay.
I'm not aware, even if we wanted to change the road width. I mean, we have to meet, there's been much stricter regulations enforced on road width since the time of Tanger Springs. In fact, just in the last 12 months, the fire marshal has been enforcing specific road widths and how to park and not park and where you put no parking signs and all of that.
You know who to thank for that? Tanger Springs. I can tell you where that came from. Because I can only imagine what fire marshal has come down for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean,
just to finish up on the parking here, these will be laid out similar to your house, but since they're wider units, they'll have two car garages and two car wide driveways in front.
Okay.
So in theory, we're getting credit for 2.5 spaces, but you can park
four
cars.
Right,
right.
Yes. And we have some of our homes are that way.
Sure.
We do have that, right? But
so in addition to those, we'll have off lot or on street parking as well.
And you said 12 total on the road parking?
12 on the road, yes.
Six and six. Okay.
Yep.
And then every road in here is private, not county maintained.
That's correct.
That's all I have. I was hoping other people would be here, but, you know,
well,
someone else posted on Facebook, so I'm like, oh, yeah, that is tomorrow.
Yeah.
The rain
tough night.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to rush this to an end, but unless you have any other comments or questions or anything else either of you would like to add, I'm going to formally close the meeting. It is 6:27. Thank you all for coming out. Appreciate your time.